Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Dear Dr. Sala, wrote a friend of Guidelines, as I was driving to work today, I managed to catch your commentary that really gave me some insights on the subject of suicide. As my youngest brother, age 21, took his own life last Wednesday. Our family is still struggling with this, of course, but with our strong faith in Jesus, we are getting through this difficult time. What is uppermost on our minds is whether a true Christian could have committed such an act and whether that sin could be forgiven if the person didn't have time to ask for forgiveness and repent. What does the Bible say? That's an issue of tremendous importance. Some, like our friend who wrote that sad letter, look at the issue in retrospect. They are striving to find hope that they will meet a loved one who has taken his or her life in heaven. Others are looking at the issue in the perspective of what's happening today as suicide rates continue to escalate. In answering that question, I have to acknowledge that the Bible clearly says the taking of a life which is murder, whether it is your life or the life of another person, is wrong. It is sin. I must also say that the Bible says clearly Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That's good news. Paul also said, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. At Calvary, the price was paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future. All right, we agree that God does forgive sins that are confessed and forsaken. But a person who truly takes his or her own life in suicide doesn't have the opportunity to ask for forgiveness afterwards, so what then? The New Testament says that when a person places his or her faith in Christ, that person becomes a new person, a child who is adopted into the family of God. Galatians 4, 6, and 7 explain, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through faith. The New Testament also says clearly that we who are God's children will someday be judged on the basis of our faithfulness to the Lord. This is called in Scripture the judgment seat of Christ. Paul again says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. None of us is perfect, though we should be striving to be Christ-like in everything we say and do. If entrance to heaven were based on our good works or performance, none of us would get through the pearly gates. In writing to Titus, Paul said, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Thank God, his grace is freely and undeservedly given to all his children, not simply to those who pray a prayer of confession just before they close their eyes in death. God is able to meet us at the point of every need, so you can trust him today. May I say it again? For our sakes, wrote Paul to the Corinthians, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.